And hopefully we'll have a nice weekend. It would be kind of interesting to get some of that snow that they're having in upstate New York. I tell you what, that global warming thing is just pounding the hell out of those poor guys. I mean, I don't know what to make of that. I mean, really? Wow. And, you know, we had Audrey Russo on in the last segment, and we were talking about the Crusades and the lie, the myth that has been built that people actually believe. I mean, most people believe that the Crusades were an offensive war as opposed to a defensive war. But it just reminded me of something, because John Kerry keeps running around all over the world and saying, you know, we're going to fix global warming for the Islamists, and that way they won't go to war. And do you know that the socialist president of France actually said that if we don't fix global warming, we're going to have war as a result? You know, it used to be you went to war over gold, you went to war over food, you went to war over land, you went to war over greed. I mean, oil, all kinds of neat little things that you went to war over. Now we're going to go to war because that country's polluting too much. I got nothing. Anyway, I did want to go over the 10 lies, and this is kind of interesting. This comes from the conservativeview.com. It was written by Daniel Horowitz, and it's the 10 lies from Obama's nullification speech. I like the way he phrases that, the 10 lies from Obama's nullification speech. And there is a quote in here before you dive into the actual article, and it says, make no mistake about it, Obama's illegal amnesty will not just apply to 5 million individuals. It will apply by default to all 10 to 20 million illegals in the country, as well as the millions more who now come here to enjoy the permanent cessation of borders and sovereignty. Think about that. You believe anything this guy says? And I'm talking about our monarch in chief. I think that's what I'll start calling him, our monarch in chief. Because then a lot of the people on the left will have to scratch their heads and go, have to look that up. And I spent the entire first hour talking about the different forms of government. So go back and listen to the podcast and you can find out what a monarchy is. For you, those of you in Boulder, podcast is the recording of the show. Okay, so you can find it. But let's dive into this, because this is kind of fun. Lie number one, every president has taken executive action on immigration. They keep wanting to go back to Reagan. C.L. Bryant and I dispelled this yesterday very effectively. There was a bill passed by Congress that Reagan signed, making it a law. He then signed executive order to enforce that law, doing what he's supposed to. Every bit of it was constitutional. Okay? This president created law out of thin air, had no statute underlying it whatsoever. Okay? And, I mean, President Eisenhower used his executive power to deport 80,000 illegal immigrants. Remember that? Lie number two. I love this one. Illegal immigrant crossings are down. Do I even need to go into that? I mean, really? He expects us to believe that illegal immigrants crossing the border are down. We had an unprecedented surge over the summer. Do you remember that? I've been down to the border. I've seen it with my own eyes. Unbelievable. But he honestly believes that we are too stupid to know the difference. And if he says it, by God, it's true. Because he is, after all, der Monarch. Lie number three, it does not grant citizenship or the right to stay here permanently. Really, I'm going to read this because this is a brilliant analysis of that. Under the royal edict, the work permits can be renewed every 3 years and most likely will be renewed at the same 99.5% acceptance rates as DACA applications. And once they get Social Security cards, they are going nowhere. So yes, this is permanent. And yes, they will be able to get green cards, which puts them on automatic path to citizenship. We are reducing the time that families are separated while obtaining their green cards. He says it better than I could. Lie number four, only 5 million. Which 5 million? Is it a lottery? Do you just show up at the office and say, am I one of the 5 million? I wonder if my number came up. Is it like a draft? No, Obama's illegal amnesty will not just apply to 5 million individuals. It will apply by default to all 12 to 20 million. I've heard numbers as high as 35 million. 35 million illegals in the country, as well as the millions more who will now come here to enjoy the permanent cessation of border sovereignty. Lie number five, deport felons. Are you kidding me? Do you remember when Arizona passed that immigration law that was pretty much identical to federal statute? What did Obama do in response? He let loose thousands of federal prisoners that were illegal immigrants into the state of Arizona. He released them. Over and over again, we hear about people that have been arrested and released. It's almost like catch and release at a fishing lake or a fishing stream. If you are an illegal immigrant and you get arrested, you have no fear of going to jail. And if you do go to jail, they're going to release you. Now, if you happen to be any other sector of our society, it doesn't matter if you're Hispanic, white, black, Oriental, doesn't matter. If you commit a crime, you're going to jail. But if you're a citizen, you're going to stay there and you're going to do your time. But if you're an illegal, Obama's going to release you back into society. And he does it to punish states that go against his will. How many times has he done that? 36,000 convicted criminal aliens were released last year. 36,000. 80,000 criminal aliens encountered by ICE weren't even placed into deportation proceedings. Wow, that's a whopper. Number six, don't deport families. He hadn't been deporting anybody anyway. I mean, he keeps claiming that he's setting records on deportations. That's a lie. Deportations are at the lowest point they have been in decades. And he claims that he's deporting more than any other president ever has in history. Really? I don't even think Jimmy Carter buys that. Number seven, they have to pay taxes to stay. It just keeps getting better and better and better. Yeah, and I mean, the idea that if you don't pay taxes, the IRS is going to show up and deport you. Really? Most of these people are paid cash. Most of these people don't make enough money to qualify to pay taxes. What they really mean is, well, when they buy stuff, they're paying sales tax. And so they're paying their fair share of taxes, blah, blah, blah. No, they're not. No, they're not. Don't buy that lie. Background checks. I mean, we can track a FedEx package from here to eternity. We can track mad cow disease down to the actual cow on what farm it was, no matter where. But we can't somehow track these individuals. And the idea that we're going to start doing background checks on 10 to 20 million people? Are you kidding? That won't happen. That absolutely won't happen. It is going to be a rubber stamp machine, and they're going to be plowing these people through the system as fast as humanly possible. I mean, they've got a 99.5% approval rate already. 99.5% approval rate right now. But, yep, we're going to do background checks. Mm-hmm. Yep, anybody buying that? Lie number nine. They're going to crack down on illegal immigration at the border. I don't even get me started. I mean, how many times have we heard that? They told Reagan that they were going to do that, and they didn't. I mean, this is absurd. And then lie number 10, which is obviously my favorite. Scripture tells us we shall not oppress a stranger. And, you know, I don't know where he gets off quoting the Bible, but, I mean, that's what he's talking about. And the scriptures weren't talking about people who illegally migrate to a state. You know, I mean, it's actually offensive that he does this. I mean, why doesn't he quote the Quran? That would be more suited for him, if you ask me. But the idea that he's going to use scripture, that is the unbelievable hypocrisy of this man. I mean, I don't even know. That one is actually offensive. That one bothers me. That one bothers me a lot. Let me read to you what the author of this article said about it. It's great to see him quoting the Bible for once, but nice try. There are different variations of this verse throughout the Bible, but each one uses the Hebrew word ger to describe, or it might be jur, I'm not sure, to describe what Obama translates as stranger. A jur is a convert to Judaism. The commandment was not referring to people who illegally migrate to a nation state. And more importantly, it is downright offensive to Americans to insinuate that not granting them benefits is paramount to oppression, especially given the fact that they have been the biggest recipients of our generous legal system. Moreover, if there is oppression taking place, it's to the American taxpayer and worker and those who suffer from gangs like MS-13.